My view personally is that it's impossible for somebody who does not have the support of the parliamentary party to lead it, whatever mandate he thinks he has from members. I say that because it's important for you to know that my personal take is that he shouldn't lead the party, but if I read the rules as a lawyer, it's abundantly clear to me that he is entitled to be on the ballot. And personally, I would urge the NEC not to relinquish the moral high ground by trying some ill-fated attempt to keep him off the ballot, which will only enrage the membership, who do have a right, it seems to me, to decide whether they still want Jeremy Corbyn.
Moving you away a little bit from your area of expertise, isn't this the problem in which the Labour Party finds itself at this time? The number of people who signed up and have been attracted to the party by Mr. Corbyn are going to feel extraordinarily disenfranchised.
Well, there are several hundred thousand people in the party who will have joined specifically either to support or to oppose Jeremy Corbyn, and inevitably some of them are going to feel disenfranchised. But there are over 10 million people who voted for Labour in the last general election, and many of them will want a party that stands a prospect of being elected when we have a new general election, and I'm afraid that the polls just don't support the notion that Jeremy can be that person.